Good morning and welcome to this celebration of Holy Communion on this Trinity Sunday. The festival of the Blessed Trinity, or Trinity Sunday as we usually call it, was brought to England by Thomas à Becket, the 40th Archbishop of Canterbury. St. Thomas had a special devotion to the Holy Trinity, and he was consecrated Archbishop on the Sunday after Pentecost in the year 1162 at a communion of the Holy Trinity by his own request. From then onwards, this Sunday has been kept in honor of the Trinity in our Anglican communion, a reminder of the devotion of a great saint and martyr. Quite apart from this historical aspect, it is surely beneficial to be recalled to a contemplation of the God we worship and the nature of that God following the long series of festivals and commemorations of the birth, life and work, death and resurrection and ascension of Jesus and the coming of the Holy Spirit. The hymn 321. Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty.
Oh,
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Round the throne of God, day and night, they never cease to sing, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come." Beloved in Christ, we come together to offer to Almighty God our worship and praise and thanksgiving, to confess our sins and to receive God's forgiveness, to hear his holy word proclaimed, to bring before him our needs and the needs of the world, and to pray that in the power of his Spirit we may serve him and know the greatness of his love. Let us confess our sins to God our Father. Heavenly Father,
Heavenly Father,
we have sinned against you and against our neighbour, in thought and word and deed, through negligence, through weakness, through our own deliberate fault, by what we have done and by what we have failed to do. We are truly sorry and repent of all our sins. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, who died for us, forgive us all that has passed, and grant that we may serve you in newness of life, to the glory of your name. Amen. Almighty God, who forgives all who truly repent, have mercy on you, pardon and deliver you from all your sins, confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and keep you in eternal life, through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
O Lord, open our lips,
and our mouth will proclaim your praise.
O God, make speed to save us.
O Lord, make haste to help us.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
The Lord's name be praised.
On page 120, the Canticle Jubilate.
Be joyful in the Lord,
holy lands.
Serve the Lord with gladness,
and come before his presence with a song. Be sure that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us not only ourselves. We are his people, and the sheep of his.
The psalm appointed for this morning, number 29, which we shall say by alternate division of verses. Ascribe to the Lord, you powers of heaven.
Ascribe to the Lord glory and strength.
Ascribe to the Lord the honour due to his name.
Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness.
The voice of the Lord is upon the waters, the God of glory thunders.
The Lord is upon the mighty waters.
The voice of the Lord is mighty in operation.
The voice of the Lord is a glorious voice.
The voice of the Lord breaks the cedar trees.
The Lord breaks the cedars of Lebanon.
He makes Lebanon skip like a calf.
And Syrian like a young wild ox.
The voice of the Lord splits the flash of lightning. The voice of the Lord shakes the wilderness.
The Lord shakes the wilderness of Kadesh.
The voice of the Lord makes the oak trees writhe and strips the forests bare.
In his temple all cry glory.
The Lord sits enthroned above the water flood.
The Lord sits enthroned as king for evermore.
The Lord shall give strength to his people.
The Lord shall give his people the blessing of peace.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen. The Old Testament reading is from the book of the prophet Isaiah, chapter 6, beginning at verse 1. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord sitting on a throne, high and lofty, and the hem of his robe filled the temple. Seraphs were in attendance above him. Each had six wings. With two they covered their faces, and with two they covered their feet, and with two they flew. And one called to another and said, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory." The pivots on the thresholds shook at the voices of those who called, and the house filled with smoke. And I said, "Woe is me, I am lost, for I am a man of unclean lips, and I live among a people of unclean lips. Yet my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts." Then one of the seraphs flew to me, holding a live coal that had been taken from the altar with a pair of tongs. The seraph touched my mouth with it and said, "Now that this has touched your lips, your guilt has departed and your sin is blotted out." Then I heard the voice of the Lord saying, "Whom shall I send? And who will go for us?" And I said, "Here am I, send me."
On page 126, the traditional form of the Canticle Te Deum, parts 1 and 2.
Oh,
The New Testament reading is from the letter of St. Paul to the Romans, chapter 8, beginning at verse 12. So then, brothers and sisters, we are debtors, not to the flesh, to live according to the flesh. For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live. For all who are led by the Spirit of God are children of God. For you did not receive a spirit of slavery to fall back into fear, but you have received a spirit of adoption. When we cry, Abba, Father, it is that very Spirit bearing witness with our spirit that we are children of God, and if children, then heirs, heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. If, in fact, we suffer with him, so that we may also be glorified with him. On page 131, the canticle, Glory and Honour.
I believe in God,
the Father, Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Lord, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Show us your mercy, O Lord.
And grant us your salvation.
O Lord, save the Queen.
And grant her government wisdom.
Let your ministers be clothed with righteousness.
And let your servants shout for joy.
O Lord, save your people.
And bless those whom you have chosen.
Give peace in our time, O Lord.
And let your glory be over all the earth.
O God, make clean our hearts within us.
And renew us by your Holy Spirit.
Almighty and everlasting God, you have given us your servant's grace by the confession of a true faith to acknowledge the glory of the eternal Trinity, and in the power of the divine majesty to worship the unity. Keep us steadfast in this faith, that we may evermore be defended from all adversities, for you live and reign, one God, for ever and ever. Amen.
O God,
the author of peace and lover of concord, to know you is eternal life, and to serve you is perfect freedom. Defend us in all assaults of our enemies, that we, surely trusting in your protection, may not fear the power of any adversaries, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
O Lord,
our heavenly Father, almighty and ever-living God, we give you thanks for bringing us safely to this day. Keep us from falling into sin or running into danger, and in all things guide us to know and do your will, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Hymn 112, There is a Redeemer. Let us pray in the words of the Litany. God the Father, Creator of heaven and earth,
have mercy on us.
God the Son, Redeemer of the world,
have mercy on us.
God the Holy Spirit, Giver of life,
have mercy on us.
Holy, blessed, and glorious Trinity, three persons in one God,
have mercy on us.
Save us, good Lord. from all sin and wickedness, from pride, hypocrisy, and conceit, from envy, hatred, and malice, and all uncharitableness.
Save us, good Lord.
From sins of thought, word, and deed, from the lusts of the flesh, from the deceits of the world, and the snares of the devil.
Save us, good Lord.
From fire, storm, and flood, from disease, pestilence, and want, from war and murder, and from dying unprepared.
Save us, good Lord.
From all false doctrine, from hardness of heart, from contempt of your word and commandment, and from the evil of schism.
Save us, good Lord.
In times of sorrow and in times of joy, in the hour of death and in the day of judgment.
Save us, good Lord.
Save us, Lord Christ. By the mystery of your holy incarnation, by your birth, childhood, and obedience, by your baptism, fasting, and temptation.
Save us, Lord Christ.
By your ministry in word and work, by your mighty acts of power, and by your preaching of the kingdom.
Save us, Lord Christ.
By your agony and trial, by your cross and passion, and by your precious death and burial.
Save us, Lord Christ.
By your mighty resurrection, by your glorious ascension, and by your sending of the Holy Spirit.
Save us, Lord Christ.
Hear us, good Lord. Govern and direct your holy church, fill it with love and truth, and grant it that unity which is your will.
Hear us, good Lord.
Give your church courage to preach the gospel and to make disciples of all the nations.
Hear us, good Lord.
Give knowledge and understanding to bishops, priests, and deacons, that by their life and teaching they may proclaim your word.
Hear us, good Lord.
Give all people grace to receive your word and to bring forth the fruit of the Spirit.
Hear us, good Lord.
Bring all who have erred and are deceived into the way of truth.
Hear us, good Lord.
Guard and bless our rulers, especially Elizabeth our Queen, the Prime Minister Boris Johnson, the Secretary of State Brandon Lewis and the Government, the First Minister Arlene Foster, Deputy First Minister Michelle O'Neill and the Executive, also President Michael D. Higgins, the Taoiseach Micheál Martin, Tánaiste de Leo Varadkar and Government in the Republic, and grant that they may trust in you and seek your honour and glory.
Hear us, good Lord.
Bless our country and give grace, wisdom and understanding to all in authority.
Hear us, good Lord.
Bless the European nations and draw us closer to one another in justice and freedom.
Hear us, good Lord.
Bless those who administer the law, that they may uphold justice in honesty and truth.
Hear us, good Lord.
Bless and keep all who maintain peace and safety.
Hear us, good Lord.
Give to all nations unity, peace, and concord.
Hear us, good Lord.
Strengthen the faithful, comfort and help the faint-hearted, raise up those who fall, and drive out all evil.
Hear us, good Lord.
Support and encourage all who are in poverty, unemployment, or distress. Protect those whose work is dangerous, and keep in safety all who travel.
Hear us, good Lord.
Keep fathers, mothers, and children united in their family life, and give them wisdom and strength in times of stress.
Hear us, good Lord.
Heal the sick, care for the old and lonely, and comfort the bereaved.
Hear us, good Lord.
Remember the poor who long to hear good news. Give us the will to strengthen them through acts of generous love.
Hear us, good Lord.
Show your pity on victims of strife, on the homeless and the hungry, on prisoners, and on all who live in fear.
Hear us, good Lord.
Forgive our enemies, persecutors, and slanderers, and turn their hearts.
Hear us, good Lord.
Guide and direct all who influence others through the written or the spoken word, and inspire all who serve mankind in science, industry, and art.
Hear us, good Lord.
Bless and keep all your people.
Hear us, good Lord.
Teach us to use the resources of the earth to your glory, that all may share in your goodness and praise you for your loving kindness.
Hear us, good Lord.
Saviour of the world, forgive our sins, known and unknown, things done and left undone. Grant us the grace of your Holy Spirit, that we may amend our lives according to your holy word, and share with all your people the joys of your eternal kingdom. Jesus, Lamb of God,
have mercy on us.
Jesus, bearer of our sins,
have mercy on us.
Jesus, Redeemer of the world,
give us peace.
Hymn 319, Father of Heaven, whose love profound. In the name of the most holy Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. One of the challenges facing any preacher on Trinity Sunday is that there are no biblical passages that discuss the peculiar Christian understanding of God as three persons. The word in the Creed is personas. Like the mask Greek actors wear to play different characters. It is always the same person behind the three personas. Others are utterly baffled by bold assertions in creeds and in doctrinal theses of just how the one God of the Abrahamic religions can appear to be three persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and still be only one God. such assertions about the Trinity emerge from our reflection upon Scripture, but are not found explicitly in Scripture per se. Our readings for this day, for instance, from Psalm 29 and Isaiah, illustrate the compelling power of God's voice, able both to create and destroy creation all at once, and able to convince the most unsuspecting of us to assent, indeed, proclaim with vigour, "Here am I, send me." The voice can call us to return to the myriad problems of terra firma and risk being a prophet, pointing out all the ways in which we, as God's people, just have lost our way and need to at least reform our behaviour, if not completely repent and begin again. People, understandably, do not like to hear the prophetic voice, which perhaps explains why Jonah tried to get as far away from Nineveh as possible. In his letter to the Romans, St. Paul leads us into more mystical territory with his assertion that, like Jesus, we can now call God by the more familiar name Abba, Father, suggesting that although we suffer with Christ, we also will share in his glory. In the Gospel according to St. John, Nicodemus tries mightily to ask straightforward questions of Jesus, only to get an enigmatic response about wind and being born from above, which he mistakes for being born again. Nicodemus leaves shaking his head and muttering, "How can these things be?" It may be helpful to turn to those Christians throughout the ages we call saints and mystics on the topic of the Trinity. Take, for instance, one Julian of Norwich, a woman in the late 14th and early 15th centuries who lived in a hut or cell attached to the outer wall of St. Julian's Church in Norwich. During her lifetime, the city suffered the effects of the Black Plague, the Peasants' Revolt, and the suppression of the Lollards. Julian, while sure she was dying, received a series of visions or showings and wrote them down in the first book ever written in English by a woman, Revelations of Divine Love. A popular summary of her showings has been reduced to the popular saying, "All shall be well, all shall be well, all manner of thing shall be well." Yet a look into the 21st chapter of the long text of her showings may provide us with a bit more insight into the nature of the Holy Trinity and divine love. She would spend the rest of her life sharing these insights with those who came to the window of her cell seeking spiritual guidance. The text begins, and I quote, "And our good Lord answered to all the questions and doubts which I could raise, saying most comfortingly, 'I may make all things well, and I can make all things well, and I shall make all things well, and I will make all things well, and you will see yourself that every kind of thing will be well.' When he says, 'I may,' I understand this to apply to the Father, and when he says, 'I can,' I understand it for the Son, and when he says, 'I will,' I understand it for the Holy Spirit, and when he says, 'I shall,' I understand it for the unity of the Blessed Trinity, three persons and one truth. And when he says, 'You will see yourself,' I understand it for the union of all men who will be saved in the Blessed Trinity." And in these five words, God wishes us to be enclosed in rest and peace. Unquote. She refers to these five words, which are, I may, I can, I will, I shall, you will. With these five words, we learn that God's wish for us is to be enclosed in rest and peace. God wants to surround us with divine love, and each persona of the Holy Trinity is forever and constantly involved in this enclosing or surrounding us with love, which in most of the Bible is described by the Hebrew word hesed. Hesed is perhaps best understood as an act of good faith rather than a feeling. It is a quality that humans are to share with God, that generous ability to put the interests of another weaker party before one's own, most especially the needs of the poor, widows, orphans, and strangers from other countries who are sojourning in the land. That is, God's divine love, as revealed to Julian, is acting with love on behalf of others, just as God acts with love on our behalf. Since Scripture says we are made in God's image, then we are to be those people who exemplify hesed, acts of faith and love toward others in the same way that God desires to enclose us, surround us with God's own divine love, rest and peace. This suggests that the five words are, in the end, meant for us. We might think of it as the doctrine of the little engine that could. That is, to be made in God's image is to wake up each morning and say the five words, I may, I can, I will, I shall. You will see yourself. Then we are to go about our days, generously putting the interests of others ahead of our own. We will then be enclosed and surrounded by God's divine love in rest and peace as we share that divine love with others. In this receiving and giving of God's divine love, we discover that all shall be well. All shall be well. All manner of things shall be well. We find ourselves enclosed in rest and peace. When we say, I may, I can, I will, I shall, you will see yourself once a day, how divine it will be to know, to really know, that the divine love of God and Father, Son and Holy Spirit means to enclose us and surround us every day until that time when we will return to the household of God's divine love from whence we come. That day we will all become one with the one in whose image we are created. Perhaps this is what you will see yourself really means. We will see who we really are and who we are created to be. We will see that we are those people meant to accept and share generously with others the divine love that those like Julian, Ignatius, Isaiah, Paul and Jesus have tried so hard to describe and to live through acts of faith themselves. Surely such knowledge of ourselves deserves at least one day every year to remember who we are and to see ourselves as God sees us. Those people made in the image of God's own divine love, who may, who can, who will, and who shall share that love with others. All others, especially those in need, for it is when we do this that we see ourselves as we really are. God's beloved. Amen. Hymn 316. Bright the vision that delighted, once the sight of Judah's seer. The Holy Trinity, make you strong in faith and love, defend you on every side, and guide you in truth and peace. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always. We sing the hymn, Angel Voices Ever Singing Round Thy Throne of Light.
Thank you.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
May I thank all of you who have been part of this online service, whoever you are and wherever you come from. We are delighted to have had you with us. On Friday at 7 o'clock, there will be confirmation class in Anna Hill Parochial Hall. Services next Sunday, the first Sunday after Trinity. From 10 o'clock, there will be an online celebration of the Holy Communion. And in church, there will be celebrations of the Holy Communion at 10 o'clock in Annahilt and at 12 noon in Mara Hamlet. Children's Day this year will take place on the second Sunday of next month, that is Sunday the 13th of June, in both churches. And confirmation will be administered by the bishop in the Church of the Ascension Annahilt on Sunday the 20th of June at 3 o'clock. Thank you.